when we was growing it, you put a mule to a sled, and he went through that tobacco, you know, between the rows, and they cropped it off and put it in that sled.
And the mule just drug the sled behind.
That's right. And
were there wheels on it, or did he just drag it?
No, he just dragged it. And it had, you know, fixed up high with sacks so it wouldn't fall out. And most any little boy could drive the sled, you see, and bring it to the barn. And it's put on shelves out there. Usually used about two or three stringers. And it took two handlers to hand to that stringer.
Yeah. And you were the stringer.
And I was a stringer. I never did care for a hand in it. I don't know why. I started off with a stringer.
Does a stringer sit on the sled?
Stand there and you string it. You stand all day if it takes it for the night.
You stand on the sled?
They take it out of that sled and put it on shelves.
Oh.
That's built around the tobacco barn.
Oh, I see. So you were up by the barn?
Under the shelter, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you stood because they had places where you just took the stick in there and you stood there and you strung that stick for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody took it and put it in the barn.
My goodness, it's a good thing I didn't live back then, because I don't know if I would have made it. I think today is hard. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and then another thing they had to do, which I never did do, was they had to go back and that tobacco would sucker out. Well, you had to break those suckers out, because it would just drain all the leaves, you know, so there wouldn't be nothing, you know, really to them. But now then they've got something they can spray
break
it with.
Suckers out?
Yeah, whatever leaf put out. He was way high. And there's a leaf put out all up and down that stalk. And there would suckers start coming out there. Well, they had to be broke off. And that had to be done about every week while you was growing it. And I don't care how hard it was or what heavy, it had to be done.
And how many acres of tobacco did your dad have?
My daddy didn't have it. It's my husband.
Oh, okay. Well,
my daddy didn't grow it.
Yeah, well, how many acres of tobacco did your husband have?
I don't know where we ever did get up to 2 acres or not. You know, you was allotted so much to the farm.
Uh-huh.
And I believe I was one quite 2 acres. It went by the tents, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most we ever grew.
Mm-hmm.
But with our family, that was enough.
And that was before you moved here, that he had the tobacco farm?
We started growing as quick as we moved to the project.
Mm-hmm. And you moved here in 1938 then?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to draw a plan of your house, you know, that you presently live in. Just a little sketch, like sketch the room out. It's nothing real difficult. I'm going to ask you just to...
Well,
sketch
you
it
just
out.
Yes, and I'll have to tell you.
Okay. So here, I'm going to let you draw it. And while you are, just draw, if it's a rectangle house, just draw a rectangle and then draw a little room where the living room might be or something like that. And as you're drawing it, will explain to me, what rooms you're drawing, if you would.
Oh, I know there was nothing.
Oh, goodness,
Oh, my goodness for life. Let me see if I can do it.
I'm sure you can.
Now wait, now let me get it. Come down. Yeah, come off here with the porch.
Okay.
We're going to come down here. I'm making a mess of it. Let's see now.
That's okay, because I certainly don't know what it looks like.
All right, we're going to start here. This is going to be your porch.
Okay, that's it.
This is your porch here.
Is that the back or the front?
No, this is front.
Oh, okay.
This is my front. Here's your door. Comes in here to the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And right here was my living room. Yeah. We'll call this the living room.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Across here is another... let me put this living room.
Okay.
All right. All right, this is a bedroom.
Is that where you and your husband sleep in that one?
Oh, this is my front bedroom.
Oh, front bedroom.
The back bedroom is where we sleep.
Okay.
All right, we've got to come over here, back of here, and get